eliminating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, the decision that came down this week determining that people actually do have a God-given right to defend themselves actually was more firmly affirmed than it had been before. The Heller case actually had affirmed that the Second Amendment was fundamentally about self-protection and not forming militias or hunting. But in that, there's some immediate changes that began to take place all over the country. And here to discuss some of what those look like is Chris Stone. He's the communications director for National Association for Gun Rights. Chris, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on.
What's your takeaway from the New York case and the win for the Gun and Pistol Association of New York?
Well, this is obviously a massive victory, and we're certainly thrilled. Our legal foundation, the National Foundation for Gun Rights, supported the case with an amicus brief. And there's really two kind of massive victories here. The first one is obviously the court itself saying, no, everyone who's a law-abiding citizen has not only an individual right to own a firearm, but to carry that firearm in public for self-defense. And states cannot, you know, prohibitively deny them that right. You know, obviously the situation in New York and places like California and Hawaii is that people go to apply to get a concealed carry permit. They have to jump through all these hoops, and then the system can still basically say, no, we're just not going to let you carry a firearm. And what happens is only the super wealthy and the politically connected are the only people who can carry a firearm in public to defend themselves. You know, the majority of states are shall issue or they're even constitutional carry, which means you can carry a firearm without a permit. Or if you go to apply for a permit and you pass all the checks, they have to give it to you. So the court saying that is huge. And we're seeing, obviously, the governor of New York and the governor of California essentially freak out because now they're going to have to allow citizens to carry a firearm if they apply for a permit, and they can't stop them. So that is a significant victory, but kind of even buried into it, which is not, I don't want to say more amazing, but incredibly significant, is Thomas and the six justices together who ruled in favor of the Second Amendment basically told the lower courts, you can no longer use this bogus two-step framework, which they were using to turn constitutional questions into a cost-benefit analysis. You know, places like the Ninth Circuit, which is super liberal, ruled against the Second Amendment 50 times out of 50. And so basically the court said, you can no longer do that. The Heller decision is precedent. Stop screwing around with our constitutional rights. So it's very significant.
Yeah, no, on that level it is. What's the path for people that live in California, Hawaii, New Jersey, you know, the six other states that are may-issue states as well? How long until they get to reap the benefit of this case?
That's a great question. You know, one of the things our legal team is doing is essentially working with our members in those states and friendly state legislators. And basically, we're going to be suing any of these states which try to prohibitively, you know, set up systems to continue their assault on the Second Amendment. What we really need to have happen is activists continue to get involved in the fight and then work with those state legislatures to introduce strong legislation that says, you know, this is what the court has said three times, Heller's decision, McDonald's decision, and obviously the Bruin decision yesterday, that you have to allow people to carry firearms. And if governors and stuff like that, you know, basically refuse to abide by the Supreme Court, well, we'll see them in court. We'll sue. So that is really the big thing is, you know, it may take a while, but the big takeaway is don't lose heart. People know what happened. Our organization knows what happened, and we're not going to just sit by and ignore those states. We're going to stand up and fight for their rights.
It's one thing to celebrate and say, hey, it's great, got the decision, got the win. But if the states aren't really if their hands aren't forced, nothing changes. And that's in this day with this amount of crime, that's the real problem.
Absolutely. And, you know, for the last decade, one of the things our organization has really worked on, mostly in red states or conservative states, is, you know, pushing the issue of constitutional carry, that you should be able to carry regardless. As long as you're a law-abiding citizen and you can legally purchase a gun or possess a gun, you should be able to carry it. And so now we know.
Yeah, see, I think that's the bottom line. I think the way the law should work is if you qualify to own, then you qualify to carry. And that's
absolutely. And that's what we're going to keep pushing is in states where we know we can pass constitutional carry, we're going to do that. In states like New York and California, Hawaii and the others, we're going to make sure they say, this is the system now. You can no longer just grant permits to the super wealthy and politically connected. Average people have the right to carry. You can no longer deny these rights, and we'll do it through the legislature. And if the legislature won't listen, then we'll sue. And we've seen the success, and that's a lot of what our foundation does. So we look forward to working with plaintiffs in those states if we have to.
All right. Chris Stone, National Association for Gun Rights, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.